Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Sunday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We do a radio show all the time on Sundays at 8:30 with a great person. Her name is always Jody Bear. Jody, when you're spelling it out, if you're going to write her a letter, it's J-O-D-E-E. But when you're going to put it on a website or anything else like that, it's all squished together. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, J-O-D-E-E, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. Sometimes we get a chance to talk about business stuff, but tonight we're going to give Jody the stage to talk about one of the reasons why I built Building Fortunes Radio. Some people need a platform to be heard, especially when there's something super important going on for their business or maybe even the industry, and tonight you're going to hear a little bit about both. We've spoken before about Success by Health and how they were shut down by the FTC and how the Supreme Court the Supreme Court ruled on the FTC being able to shut people down the way they did with Success by Health, and they lost by 9-0, and that's an interesting thing to take a look at. But there's more, because as soon as you think, you know, you get a little bit of a break and maybe some things will be fixed, the FTC and the government agencies are coming after you in a different way. And sometimes when they come after you with vengeance. And we're going to hear a little bit about something we're going to ask for your help with to be able to stop. And I'm going to turn this over to Jody to give her the maximum period of time that she needs. But if you really love this industry, you believe in your rights, you want to get big government out of the way from the predatory practices, you want to pay attention to this radio show. So, Jody, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Peter, thank you for giving me this platform. And, yes, I mean, it is absolutely every single time that we've talked and we've given you, our listening audience, one layer and then another layer and another layer. This is an action step tonight. So what I'm going to do is just spend a little bit and tell you a little bit about me. If you're new to the radio show and our listening audience, thank you for coming. Thank you for taking the time. And, yes, this is the most critical time I can say that we've ever had in the middle of what we've been doing for 18 months. But I wasn't always an activist. I wasn't always a health coach. Actually, I was just a small-town girl from, yes, Laurel, Montana. Population 3,000, and there was one red light. When I left and went to just sing on the stages of the world, because I was a classically trained vocal and, you know, keyboardist musician, I really think that maybe I spent this much time with music because there was nothing else to do in Montana, but that was fine. I found my voice, but what I found after singing in the concert halls and stages of the world and in North America and in Europe, as often happens, you know, became a wife, a mother, had two young children, and my mother was diagnosed with pancreatic and liver cancer. The reason I tell you this story is that, yes, my life had legs. I saw that there was really something to natural health, knowing that, yes, health is something you are, not something you do, and there's a big difference. Well, there's a correlation between this. This, what we're talking about tonight, is something you are or you're not, and we're going to ask you to do that something as well, because this was life-changing for my mother. I absolutely gave her 2.5 years length of life, but that same relentless quality that I had combing the libraries in Little Laurel, Montana, finding these protocols, putting them to practice. It's kind of like the relentlessness I have had this last 18 months with this. And so I'm going to ask you to join me. I'm going to ask you to say yes to being a successful part. Whatever level that you feel that you can participate in is fine, but this is what I know. What we've had here in these last 18 months. You know the story of me coming out of retirement only to partner up with Success by Health. Why is that important? It's very important because, as you know, 21 years ago, I had a situation with stage 4 melanoma. There were three items that were near and dear to me that made my body respond so that I could bring my body back, because we are a miracle-making machine. One was mangosteen, one was moringa, and the other was Ganoderma. And Ganoderma was the main key ingredient in all of these Success by Health products, one that boosts your immune system. How quizzically is it to be? I think about this often, that here the FTC shuts our young company down, only doing about $7 million in sales. It wasn't any big, hairy deal, but they shut us down when 78%, I believe was the exact number, was somewhere in the 70s. I'm not looking at the spreadsheets right now, but you hear what I'm saying, but feel my heart, ladies and gentlemen. Those were retail sales, and they said we're a pyramid scheme. No, 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 no. We were a retail online wholesaler. Why did they do that? I don't know. Why did they shut down a company a month before this pandemic and what we've had in the world with COVID, when the most oxygenating herb, Ganoderma, on planet Earth could help assist the body's immune system? Gee, how many people could have been helped by this product of the hundreds of thousands of deaths from COVID? We'll never know. I just know I've seen the article. We've talked about, does the FTC have blood on its hands? We have talked about this article. It's a peer-reviewed article, not solicited by us in Success by Health, but from lawyers and a law student from the University of Michigan that categorized 20 people have committed suicide. They're business owners that they know of in this peer-reviewed article, and many, many that we'll never know, because of this draconian acts that the FTC has done. They truly are. I said, several broadcasts, probably a year ago, I said they're acting like the fourth branch of government. But I've seen these last 3 weeks, Peter and company, I will truly say that they are the fourth branch of government. And if they get away with what they're doing, they will have succeeded in circumventing our Constitution, circumventing our republic, and they will be the fourth branch of government. Do we want that? Or do we want we the people? It does not say we the government. It's we are sovereign citizens. Our leadership, our government agency is not sovereign. So I want to come back to this point. Yes, you know that we were shut down, we being Success by Health, January 13th, 2020, SIRS. Yes, the three executives, Jay Nolan, Scott Harris, and Tommy Tsaka, all their personal assets, all their bank accounts were frozen, and the business assets, because of the grave overreach of 13B. And after the commercial break, we're going to come back to that 13B. This is very, very, very important. But this is what I know, and I feel it in my soul, is that we know that the Bill of Rights, and we've spoken about this several times before, that it is due process. You are innocent until proven guilty. But this draconian federal agency that takes and just takes the money is guilty until proven innocent. They have switched the coin. They made a coin that's heads has become tails. They've switched the coin to say that we're going to go ahead and seize everything that you own, take everything that you have, and then you have to try to defend yourselves. With, as Robert Mailer said about a month ago on our radio show, that how in the world can you defend yourself when you have no money? And I'm happy to say that many, many people in Success by Health, many people outside the company, and many people just like you, people that may have heard this for the first or second time and say, oh, no, this can't be, that we have raised excess of $1 million to keep the officers in their homes, their cars, running with insurance and food on the table. Not because the FTC let them have any of their funds, no, but because we care, because we have a heart. And so if you hear this as we go along, I want to give our listening audience the website. It's T as in Tom, T the number 3 movement. So it's T3movement.com. We can gladly and thankfully take any donation, large or small, will be greatly appreciated. But this is what has got to be, as we talked with the Sherfields, when we first came out with Stop Senate Bill, and then that was off the table. Then they went to the House, and now it is Stop House Bill 2668.com, because now we put a line in the sand and said no more, and we're going to hear about the no more as soon as we're back from our commercial break. Back to you, Peter.
We'll be right back right after this.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Ringles here with Jody Bear. If you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody, you'll be able to hear this and share this with other people as well. And Jody, back to you. I'm going to give you the maximum amount of time you deserve.
Okay, thank you, Peter. But before you go ahead and put yourself on mute, I've just got one question for you. It's a very Socratic question. But if you knew that you had a vision with your business, didn't you, with Building Fortunes Radio and Classified Leads Network, and you wanted, and why did you become an entrepreneur, Peter?
I became an entrepreneur because I wanted to be able to control my own destiny, help as many people as I possibly can, and be in the industry that I chose to be in. So I wanted to be my own boss, if you will. That meant running my own company, be able to employ other people, so generate, you know, the economy, if you will, in my little way, and do all of those types of things, and be able to do it legitimately. And if there were any questions, and this brings it back to you, be able to address those issues however I needed to address those issues, as opposed to what's happened with SBH, which was to have their businesses and their personal lives, their financial lives, and reputations destroyed. So back to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. And so, you know, why would you want to go into a business? Why would anybody want to go into a business? They knew that at any time, at any moment, a government agency could go ahead and take away everything. Because now what we've done, I may be representing this part of SBH, but this has gone way above, and I knew this would happen. I didn't know how large it was going to get, but this is beyond SBH. It's beyond direct sales and MLM or network marketing. It is beyond being an entrepreneur as yourself, Peter. It's beyond a traditional business. Now it's gone into, I want people to hear and feel me. As I'm talking about this, this has gone to, if you are an employee and somebody else is giving you a paycheck and they have a business, you could be out of a job. Because that's what they've done to countless people. And the numbers have gone up astronomically to, like, there were like 10 or 12 cases 2 years ago. Now there were 100 that they've opened up because they want money. The FTC is a glorified collection agency. Did I know any of this? No. I'm a health coach. I'm a holistic healer. I'm a wife. I'm a mother. And I'm a grandmother. But you get educated in the things that are important to you, because if you don't know, you don't know. And this is a place to go ahead. Don't take my word for it. As I remember, Tyler and Tevin Sherfield said, do your research. But I'm saying this week to act, and this is why. What happened as we were going along, yes, Success by Health decided to join via amicus brief to this Supreme Court ruling. We were the only company that adjoined in an amicus brief. I'm very proud of that. Now, It was out of the Ninth Circuit. Then what happened? It went to the Supreme Court. This was the AMG case that they found what was doing unconstitutional all across Washington. You talk about a company. This was a company that was doing these payday loans with astronomical interest. But guess what? They went in and seized the company, and that was illegal. Now, I talked about 13B. Why is this important? Because in 1974, they had an act from Congress, and it said 13B. This was the line and the paragraph. 13B said you can go ahead and you can freeze assets from a company once you have, for lack of a better word, you sued them, okay? I'm trying to use words that we normally use, okay? Now, you can go ahead and sue this company, freeze assets, but from the time of the lawsuit, it is only net proceeds. Well, they kind of started thinking, boy, this is kind of a cool law. This was 40 years ago. Even one of the attorneys, his name is Fitzgerald, and Robert Mailer talked about him, and guess what? He went ahead and said, you know, if you just stay under the radar, you can go ahead and you can take it all. And I'm here to say, just like my accountant always said, it's not the little piggies that get slaughtered. It's the hogs. I'm hoping that we'll see some real good bacon in the ensuing months and year or two with this. Because what they've done is they've seized assets, and they say, well, but we give all this money back. The FTC brags about it. It's in excess of billions of dollars, $5 billion in 1 year, $11 billion in another. Guess what the percentage is, ladies and gentlemen? The most they've ever given back in redress or back to victims is 1.5% that we can find. And it's on their website. So we say, that's an obvious question. Where is the rest of the money? You see, they looked at the professional baseball player, this is my opinion, Mr. Jay Nolan. They knew that he was well-heeled, and they said if we make it this much more difficult for him and for them, they'll just go ahead, as we said, is take a knee, settle, and we keep the money. That's the playbook over and over and over again. You can go on my timeline on Facebook. I can say that Ray Higdon, going back to direct sales, did a great interview this last week. There will be subsequent interviews that we're lining up this next week for Mr. Jay Nolan. He has been on radio. He's been on TV. The press release has now been picked up in an Asian country, and we're looking at for it to go from Asia back to the UPI and the AP. Why are we having such a difficult time getting it picked up? Well, I can tell you. Everybody picked up the story with the 9-0 Supreme Court ruling. Like I said, we thought we were home free April 22nd. It felt like we were. When they had the oral arguments in January 13, 2021, the blogger for SCOTUS said it was a bad day. Even the Department of Justice did not even represent the FTC. They represented themselves. In the Wall Street Journal, they called it a smackdown. But guess what they had done? Peter, you had talked about that earlier on. You went ahead and came in and said, never underestimate the FTC. They are perhaps the strongest government agency in the land. Fascist, draconian. I'm calling it for what it is, because if this bill goes down, you can kiss your assets goodbye. You can also kiss your freedom goodbye. I've got a great colleague, Ori Spado, and I did a live, and it's on my timeline today with another very interested patriot. And he said, we're not the land of the free. We're just the home of the brave. And it's the brave that are going to stand up and say, no more. I'm drawing the line in the sand with you, Jody. Remember, I'm an uncommon activist. I'm a health coach. I've got 2 degrees in music. I was a classically trained opera singer. What does that have to do with freedom? It has everything to do. because I'm asking you to go in and share your voice. Everyone has a voice, and this is why. I'm going to come back to April 22nd. We thought we had won. We were getting ready to open the champagne. We found out 3 days prior, after, that 2 days prior, so it was 5 days. We found out 3 days after, actually, the FTC went in 2 days prior. They knew that they were going to get this ruling, and they went to Congress and said, oh, please, this would be just like saying, okay, the cookies are spoiled in the cookie jar, and you can't go in the cookie jar, so can you just give me the same cookies and make them brand new? That's what the FTC did. They said, we know that they're going to throw out 13B, but this is our main way of making money, Congress. You've got to give us this illegal thing back. Nobody asked any questions. Nobody even asked any questions in the subcommittee hearing, which was just an atrocity. I thought, we're in deep, as we would say, I just say deep kimchi because I love kimchi, but this is like hot sauce. If this is our government and a subcommittee, the way this was run, it was deplorable. I know I'm speaking very, very passionately. Like I said, I've been living this. And I can't believe that we have this kind of a graft in our American, in what we call our republic. It's a constitutional republic, but they've made a mockery. Everyone has made a mockery of our Constitution. The FTC certainly has. They went in and said, I want these spoiled cookies. Just give us new cookies, even their illegal cookies. Give us back the new cookies. And the Congress said, okay, we will. And we'll make it much more broad and much easier for you to collect the money. You connect the dots. Why do they want this money? No one has said, not in the subcommittee hearing. I had my colleagues were there. None of the committee members in the subcommittee, not a single one, including Madam Chairman, said anything about, well, how much money do they get back? We have to protect the consumers. We have to protect Granny and this and that and the other. Did they ever ask how we, being 7,000 strong as affiliates, how we were protected? Nobody asked us on how we've been wronged. But now I'm going to go back to what is now and why this is so important. And I know if you're listening to Building Fortunes Radio, it's because you want your fortune, you want your freedom, you want your voice, you want to be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. If this bill passes, it can easily happen to you what's happened to us. And it will be big business. It will be entrepreneurial business. It will be direct sales business. And it will be the mom and pop business, the local donut shop. No one will be immune. All will be affected. And employees. It's just the way it is. See, 58% of our GNP is small business. They want control. Stop House Bill 2668.com. That's the website. Be relentless. Why is this important? This is how you can help. This was a Red Sea moment a week and a half ago for me. I have a saying that I say, when you are relentless, the Red Sea parts. We've had chariots up our behind. We have been sitting here going, okay, what's the next right move? The Red Sea parted with Gus Belarakis. He is a modern-day Thomas Paine. He's the highest-ranking committee member on the Energy and Commerce Committee as a minority. He is in Florida. This is something for you to know as well. I didn't know. Up until January 20th, you could write your congressman. I could write yours. It didn't matter. I could write your congressman in Texas. You could write mine in Florida, congressman or woman. No, they put in another screen. You can't even get to Nancy Pelosi. You can't get to Kevin McCarthy. You can't get to anybody but your own congressman or woman. Well, this is what is on the website. We have made this very simple for you. You don't have to do the research. We have made it very simple for you to be an uncommon activist with us. There are six members that are just very, very, as we call, soft members on the Energy and Commerce Committee, that their vote could go either way. This bill is being fast-tracked. It has been under 7 weeks, and it's already going to be coming up to full committee for a vote to go to the House floor on Friday. On Friday. Congress isn't even in session until the 16th, but we know they want to push it through there. I'm asking you to call those six soft members. I'm asking you to call Nancy Pelosi's office. I'm asking you to call Kevin McCarthy's office. But I'm asking you also to call our Thomas Paine, this extraordinary patriot, Gus Valarakis. This is what happened 10 days ago where the Red Sea parted for us. Yes, I found out through circumventing and just becoming relentless, because they finally just, they had a name for me. They have a name for me now. It's called That Lady. I like the name, That Lady. It's fine with me. They don't have to know how to spell J-O-D-E-E. All right? Guess what? They went and I got from the local members, yes, they being the office manager in Florida, connected me with Chris Jones. He is an envoy. He has really become our advocate. He's an envoy to Gus Valarakis. Every single one of these congressmen and women have one. But what you can do, and this will take you less than 5 minutes, to go to StopHouseBill2668.com. Yes, it's StopHouseBill2668.com. It'll say right in the gray section, Action Steps. You will see Chris Jones. His email is cjones.mail.house.gov, J-O-V, cjones@mail.house.gov. See, thoughts are things, words have meaning. You know that I'm a big believer that it's 100% mindset, law of attraction. Well, we attracted Gus Valarakis. We attracted Chris Jones. And now Chris Jones, for this last week and a half, since I talked to him a week ago last Friday, he's been getting thousands of emails. There are people in direct sales that are leaders that said, you just got to write this letter. It doesn't matter what's gone on, but as so this bill goes, so goes everybody's industry. I don't care what your business is, and I don't care if you're not in a business. You as an employee. I'll give you an example before I go back to Chris Jones. I was getting my hair done on Thursday. I was telling my hairdresser about this. She said, if this bill goes through, my goodness, I might be without a job. The next thing I know, I was talking to all 12 hairdressers in the hair salon, and they wrote letters. That's what I'm asking you to do, to spread this high, wide, deep to everyone. Because what happened was thoughts of things, words had meaning. Chris Jones started printing out these emails, and then he said he was getting 50 an hour, and then it was 200 an hour. And then finally he turned this last week, at the end of the week, has turned his email account over to his secretary. She is printing these all out, Valarakis, to go ahead and and present to the committee hearing on Friday. They're being divided up to state. See, these congressmen and women know that you can't get to a congressperson that's out of your district. Well, we've done it. We've become relentless, because when you're relentless, the Red Sea parts. We've become relentless about having different organizations. We've become relentless about joining in a coalition with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, because they are contacting these soft members as well to say, do you really want to vote in this? Do you really want your seat back? Because it's all about reelection. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, in an amicus brief with us, we have now, with this Supreme Court 9-0 ruling, in that particular case, we've adjoined with them. We've adjoined with the Direct Selling Association, and we've adjoined with the National Retailers Association. There's power in there, but there's power in you making your voice be heard. You don't have to be a classically trained vocal musician to have your voice to be heard. So where are you at? Where are you at with your business? Where are you at about loving your freedom? I can truthfully say, for this next round, we need your help. T3movement.com. That's T, the number 3, movement.com. Remember, that's where we need these donations. Write that email. Call Nancy Pelosi. Call Kevin McCarthy. Call these soft Democrats. Write to your congressman or woman and your senators, because we have templates in there. All you've got to do is, like I said, click the template, click, fill in, this is my occupation, this is where I reside, and send. See, I can tell you this right now. Go look me up on Instagram, at Health Coach Jodee, at Health Coach Jodee. Look me on Facebook. With this live that I just did, I am going to put this amazing video, riveting, by Jay Noland. And yes, I believe that he has been racially targeted. That's my personal belief. Being an example of him, that's my personal belief. You watch this video for 9 minutes, you will be chilled to your core, and you will see how lives have been lost. Lives have been destroyed. No more. Put your line and your in the sand with me. Draw it in the sand with me. Put your name on this bill, because if you, not you, who? If not now, when? If not this, then what? They will go from here, then the FTC. If they lose, they will go to the Senate. This has just begun. But it's just like Thomas Paine, and I end with this tonight, Peter. Thomas Paine, in Common Sense. You know, my Norwegian Lutheran mother always said, Jodi, if sense were so common, more people would have it. Well, Thomas Paine had common sense. And he said, I do not choose to be a common man. And I'm going to say a common man or woman. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen. Humbled and dulled by having the state look after me, I want to take this calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence. I want the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any master, nor bend by any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid to think and act for myself, to enjoy the benefit of my creation, and to face the world boldly and say, this, with my Creator's help, I have. All this is what it means to be an entrepreneur. If you're not an entrepreneur, you are an American. So we can really change that last saying of all this we have done together. And this is what it means to be an American. Come join hands with me. StopHouseBill2668.com. C. Jones at house.mail. Or mail.house.gov. I get fired up and I'll do repeat that wrong. So I'm going to give it to you again. It is Chris Jones. And just say, dear ranking member, please get this to Congressman Bill Arrakis. Spelled B-I-L-I-R-A-K-I-S. So it is C. Jones at mail.house.gov. C. Jones at mail.house.gov. And you truly can say, I put my line and my name in the record books of life, because this is a legendary movement. We're not asking for a lot, just a little from a lot. And we are, and we can, and we will together make a difference so that we can say, I am an American. And this I have done with my hands as well, Jodi. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, 800-820-0584. That's 800-820-0854. You can DM me on Instagram at healthcoachjodee.com. Find me on Facebook at Jodee Nylander, bear. I'm the only one in Howie in the Hills. And, of course, with Peter, as always, my platform, my friend, my colleague, I feel like you're my American brother. Thank you for this platform. It is buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. Back to you, Peter.
Great radio show. Thanks for the all the great things that you do and the stuff that you're doing to help, you know, the people in your business, yourself, and the industry. So we really appreciate this. Make sure you take advantage of the things that Jody is referencing. Go back, listen to this again, share with your friends. Go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Jody. And there's a sense of urgency here, guys, so make sure you do it. So we'll catch everybody soon. Thanks, Jody. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.